State education officials need to decide what test Indiana students will take next. There's just one problem.
They still haven't decided what standards Indiana schools will use next. And as State Superintendent Glenda Ritz has pointed out,
We cannot just pick an assessment before we decide what our standards are. We can transform ISTEP into a college and career-ready assessment based upon the standards that we actually adopt.
Teachers have been using the nationally crafted Common Core state standards in Indiana classrooms for the past 2 years, but not everyone likes the new standards. This spring, state lawmakers delayed the rollout of new Common Core-aligned tests until the 2015-2016 school year, so a legislative panel could review the standards.
So if the conversation about what test Indiana students will take next feels a little premature, it is. But here's why it's important. One of the benefits of having common standards is states can save money by sharing resources. But some opponents of Common Core really don't like the idea of a nationally developed test. And they have an ally in Governor Mike Pence.
Well, I'm somebody that really believes that education is a state and local function. And I brought that bias into this job. And I do believe that not only stepping away from the park exam itself, but also with the consortium is appropriate.
So Indiana has options. If proponents of the Common Core want to keep the new standards in Indiana, they may have to convince state lawmakers there are other tests Indiana students can take. Indiana had been participating in one of two national consortia designing new tests called PARC, the Partnership for the Assessment of Readiness for College and Careers.
So going back to PARC is option A. Option B is joining the other national testing consortium called Smarter Balanced. Before lawmakers slammed the brakes on Common Core rollout, Superintendent Ritz wanted to join both consortia and see who designed the better test.
Right now, Indiana isn't participating in either consortium and might not have to.
That brings us to option C. See what tests ACT and SAT develop.
The ACT is designing a new test called Aspire, which will track students' progress toward college and career readiness starting in third grade.
And the SAT is retooling its college entrance exam to align with the Common Core. Here's SAT Executive Director Matt Lisk taking questions from Senator Scott Schneider, who'd like to see Indiana leave the Common Core.
We feel like we strongly measure the current definition of college and career readiness, but if that's changing, then we need to change with that. So
make the test harder, is that what you're saying?
No, I didn't say that we were making it harder. What I was saying is that there would be greater alignment and it would be in tune with the essence and spirit of the new standards.
Lisk told Schneider nearly 43,000 Indiana high school students took the SAT last year, but only about a third of them reached the College Board's benchmark for college and career readiness.
That's why proponents of the Common Core argue the new standards are so desperately needed. Too many students are leaving the state's K-12 schools in need of remediation before they can start college.
That's why option D isn't keeping the state's current ISTEP test,
but retooling it to measure whatever standards the state adopts next. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Ellie Moxley.
And I'm Kyle Stokes.